Hello, I am Reverend Ryan Barnhill, pastor at Peace Protestant Reformed Church in Lansing, Illinois. Examining entitlement through a biblical lens is the subject under consideration. The topic of this second segment is the root of entitlement. The world tries to get at the root of entitlement. Many recognize clearly that there is a problem, so many try to locate the cause or causes of that problem. Society locates the source of entitlement in bad parenting. Parents tell their children that they are special, entirely unique, and that they have boundless potential. Parents never let their sons and daughters lose at anything. Dads and moms spoil their children, giving them anything they want. These spoiled children grow up to be spoiled, entitled adults. In addition, the world traces the entitlement problem back to laziness. Young people and young adults simply don't want to work for money, but rather expect the money to be given as a reward for their sloth. If laziness is rewarded, why work? Finally, society finds the root of entitlement in materialism. We live in an age and country of tremendous wealth. We have so much money, so many cars, such big homes, so many electronics. After a while, we begin to think, we deserve these things. There is, of course, truth to these reasons for entitlement that the world comes up with, but these are only surface reasons. To get at the heart of entitlement, we must go to the Word of God. Going to the Scriptures is important, because if we don't, we will never be able properly to identify and deal with entitlement. Going to the Bible will reveal to us a fundamental truth about entitlement. It is not merely a cultural phenomenon, nor is it merely an unfortunate downturn through recent generations. Rather, the entitlement mindset is sin. To define this "I deserve, I have a right to" attitude as anything less than sin is to do injustice to our study of it. Sin is transgression of the law of God, transgression that is highly displeasing to the Holy God. It is only when we identify this attitude as sin that we can properly treat it. There are four main sins which lie behind this "I deserve, I have a right to" attitude. Those four sins are pride, ingratitude, selfishness, and covetousness. First, pride lies behind entitlement. Pride is a loathsome disease. One who is proud looks down on others, thinks very highly of himself, and deceives himself into thinking he is good, special, outstanding, and unique. Better at sports, superior grades, excellent work ethic, flawless memory, high intelligence. A proud person, so inflated with accomplishment, begins to demand what he thinks he deserves. Does he not have a right to anything he wants? After all, he is outstanding and unique, so he thinks. Should he not have that grade, that job, that position of power? Pride. Second, ingratitude drives entitlement. Ingratitude is thanklessness, showing no thanks or appreciation for what we receive from God and from others. Ingratitude impatiently expects things to be given and doesn't take into consideration at all that the thing is a gift or given out of kindness. Someone with a thankless attitude receives what's given with an open hand, always an open hand, but rarely, if ever, a thank you or even a smile. This explains why someone who is thankless believes the world owes him everything. He simply deserves it anyway. This flows very easily out of pride. Ingratitude inevitably follows from an inflated view of self. Ingratitude. Third, selfishness lurks below the surface of this "I deserve" mentality. Selfishness is self-absorption, thinking about self, and a satisfying of one's own needs. It is about my time, what I can receive, and what I want. To connect the dots between selfishness and entitlement is not difficult. When a person's attitude is driven by the I inside of them, then there is almost no limit of what they will demand and what rights they believe they have. Of course, selfishness is also very closely related to pride. Essentially, pride and selfishness are about the big I. And, of course, selfishness is a twin to ingratitude. Why should someone be thankful if they can't look past their own self? Selfishness. Fourth, all these sins, pride, ingratitude, and selfishness, flow as three rivers of sewage into the polluted lake of covetousness. Covetousness says, I never have enough. I need more. Give me more. Without more, I'll never be satisfied. Covetousness is the all-absorbing desire to have more. More money, more influence, a bigger house, a more attractive wife, a faster car, or a job promotion. A covetous person actually makes the pursuit of more an idol in his heart. A covetous heart is an entitled heart. Covetousness. We find all these sins identified by Jesus in his parable of the rich fool. Allow me to read this parable in Luke 12, verses 13 through 21. The passage reads as follows. And one of the company said unto him, that is, Jesus, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he, Jesus, said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Let's examine this parable. There was a rich farmer who worked hard for what he had, and the fruit of his hard work was that he had an abundant harvest. He planned to build greater barns where he could store his plentiful crop. After having built the barns and stored up for his future, he could take it easy and party. He would have no worries in the world. This man was a fool. In him were found all the sins that lie at the root of entitlement. Read the parable and notice how many times the farmer references himself. He was proud of his accomplishments. Observe his ingratitude. Since it was he who worked hard for what he had, why would he ever be grateful to God or anyone else? Do not miss his selfishness either. He planned to build those bigger barns and to lay up his crop all for himself and his own enjoyment and pleasure. Now, zoom out and see the big picture. This rich farmer was covetous, according to Jesus' own words in verse 15. This wicked man always wanted more, trusted in his riches to bring him a secure future, and found his happiness in his wealth and goods. Indeed, he was a man who thought he was entitled to everything. what happened to that man? He worked hard in his fields, prepared his crop for a plentiful harvest, meticulously planned out his future, and looked forward to resting with all his riches and goods in ease and merriment. But suddenly, all those riches were gone. In a moment, all the fool's work and plans came to a halt, for that night he died. God required the rich fool's soul. The life that God had given him, he now demanded back as a loan. All his goods, crops, money, and enjoyment in the body were nothing, for he could not take his riches where he was going after death. Having lived a life of covetousness in his folly, the rich fool went to hell. Jesus' words ring all the louder. Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. We must take heed, be watching and perceiving with our spiritual eyes and hearts for covetousness. We must beware, guard, protect, and watch ourselves over against covetousness. Why? A man's life does not consist in material wealth. A person's life, his existence on earth in all its aspects, does not consist in, find its significance in, the gathering of riches, the seeming happiness found in riches, or in the security that wealth provides for the future. Surely, this is a timely and sharp warning for any entitled person whose "I deserve, I have a right to" attitude is, at root, covetousness. In the next segment, we will consider the spiritual prescription for entitlement, as we find that spiritual prescription on the pages of Holy Scripture. This podcast has been produced by the Evangelism Committee of Peace Protestant Reformed Church in Lansing, Illinois. Come worship with us. Worship services are held every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. You can visit us online at www.peaceprc.org. We hope you have enjoyed this segment on the root of entitlement. Thanks for listening.